This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today. And we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. Excuse me. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ on this beautiful day. And we just thank God for life, health, and strength that we're still here. We're still holding up the bloodstained banner. And we just thank God for another opportunity to break the bread of life with you and to be here as a witness of the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is good. He's faithful. Even when we're not, he is. All we have to do is trust in him. Put everything, lay it all at the altar. Worry about nothing but pray about everything. And study and meditate on this word, because the word is Jesus. And if we're going to have a relationship with him, and we're going to be in fellowship with him, we're going to have to meditate on this word. We're going to have to eat the scroll. This builds us up in our spirit man, our spirit woman, that we'll know, because Jesus is the word. And so the only way we're going to know Jesus is if we meditate and study this word. I'm talking about daily. Daily. We got to get in this word daily. We can't miss a beat, because the enemy is going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's crouching at the door, waiting for us to slip up. For us to slip up. So we have to be mindful at all times, and we have to be prayed up, and we have to be meditated and studied up on the word, and we have to be walking in the spirit, that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because temptation is all around us. And false doctrine and false prophets, and it's a mess. But God is still in control. I don't care what's going on, God is still in control. And we have to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to be in him. So that means we have to be born again. We must be born again. Because if you're not serving Jesus, then you're serving the other fella. So we must be born again first of all. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another day, Lord God. We bless you and magnify you, that the blood is still red, running warm in our veins. Oh Lord, we just thank you that we had the reasonable strength in our bodies this morning, even though we might have pain, but we know that you are a divine healer. Lord, we ask that you just pour out your healing virtue right now on all those that are sick and afflicted on this morning, Lord God. Oh, touch the minds. Regulate the minds, Lord. Mend the broken hearts, Lord God. Oh, we ask for peace and comfort right now for all the bereaved families, Lord God. All that have lost their lives, Lord God. We pray that they were in you, Lord, that they are present with you now. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Lord God, we ask that you just let your word go forth right now with power and simplicity, that it will penetrate the hearts of your people, Lord God. All those that know you and those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, the backslider, Lord, pierce their hearts this morning. Let them come back saying, I yield, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Lord God, only you can do it. You say you've drawn us with loving kindness. Lord God, let your word go forth. They can't come unless your Holy Spirit draws them. Lord, we thank you right now for all the souls that will be saved under this watch. Lord God, we don't take it for granted that you've given us this assignment to lead as many souls to Jesus Christ as we can. Lord, and we thank you, because we know that the times are perilous. We're living in some evil and dreadful days, Lord. And we know this, Lord, but we're putting our trust in you. Lord God, we ask a special blessing right now, Lord, over all those that are listening over the airwaves. Lord God, you know their situation, their circumstance. You know everything they stand in need of. Lord God, answer them, Lord. Answer them, touch right now in a mighty way, Lord, as only you can, that their lives will never be the same. Lord, we thank you right now for blessing the technicians, the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Continue to anoint them, continue to be a blessing to them, Lord God. Give them provision for the vision. Lord God, lead them and guide them in the way that you want them to go, Lord Jesus. All the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying your word, Lord God, continue to anoint them, lift them up, build them up, Lord God, in their most holy faith. Lord God, teach them to lean and depend on you, even though the road gets rough sometimes. We get weary, Lord God. Let us not give up, throw in the towel. Let us keep on this journey, Lord God. Let us keep running the race. Let us keep running the race, Lord Jesus. Encourage us. Build us up. Build us up. Strengthen our faith, Lord Jesus, in you. Lord God, just have your way. Father, we thank you right now. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And this morning, we're picking up back in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. And we did 6 through 10, 11 last time. And I'm going to jump to 17. I'm going to read verse 17 through 21 on this morning. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version this morning. I love the Amplified Version. I studied a message sometimes too, but I love this Amplified. And normally I read out the King James, but this morning we're gonna come from the Amplified. And starting at verse 17. Now because I have changed my original plan, was I being unstable and capricious? Or what I plan, do I plan according to the flesh like a worldly man, ready to say yes, yes, when I may mean no, no? As surely as God is trustworthy and faithful and means what he says, our speech and message to you have not been yes that might mean no. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, who has been preached among you by us, by myself, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it was always the divine yes. For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in him, Christ. For this reason, we also utter the amen, so be it, to God through him in his person and by his agency to the glory of God. But it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So here we find Paul letting them know that, look, I changed my plan, but it doesn't mean I was being unstable. And on the last time, we recall that Paul was telling them, look, we was pressed above measure and strength. So what we were going through, we were doing a good work. Many souls saved by the preaching of the gospel. But there was the enemy attacking us. And we know that we're going to go through some things. You know, we have an adversary that is always coming against us. But we have an advocate, a lawyer, that is Jesus, that is always fighting for us. And he has gifted us with the Holy Spirit. So Paul is telling them, look, I appreciate you. Y'all praying for us. We're proud of y'all. And I know y'all are proud of us. The work that we're doing is not for our benefit, but it's for the benefit of the kingdom of God, for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, and for the advancement, because we're not out here on our own accord. We're out here serving the Lord Jesus, and I have been commissioned by the Lord Jesus to preach to the Gentiles, and Paul is leading them to Christ, and when we're doing the work of the Lord Jesus, when we're doing what he's called us to do, there will be troubles, there will be trials, there will be tribulations. We will be persecuted to the highest degree. But that don't mean we give up. We got to keep fighting the good fight of faith. And so this is what Paul is telling them. I appreciate y'all, because we had the sentence of death on us. But by the grace of God, that unmerited favor and your prayers, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so they were praying, standing with Paul and Silvanus and Timothy. They were standing with them. They were standing with them in prayer, and their prayers availed, because God delivered them from that sentence of death. Because God is able, even if they would have died, God is able to raise them up again. So he's telling them that, look, I had a plan to come with you, and on my way to Macedonia, I was going to pass through. I wasn't going to stop, but on my way back, I was going to stay with you for the winter. And I had asked y'all to put aside some money for those that were struggling, those that were less fortunate in Judea, that when I come through, you know, I could pick it up and take it to them. But my plan changed, so I was going to come this time and see you on the way to Macedonia, and then see you on the way back, so you'd be double blessed. But there was some enemies of Paul in the church at Corinth, and they were saying that Paul is not a man of his word, that he lied to him, and that he's unstable. And Paul is letting them know, look, I'm not unstable. I know what I planned. I'm not in the flesh. No. I'm not in the flesh. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not unstable. My word is just like God's promises, yea and amen. I'm a man of God, and I'm standing on the promises of God. And so therefore, my yes is yes, and my nay is nay. That there is no back and forth. And he tells them, look, as surely as God is trustworthy and faithful and means what he says, our speech and message to you have not been yes, that it might mean no. I said what I said, and I know what I said, and I stand on that. So you can take it to the bank, because God has been faithful to us. He's been faithful to y'all. He has delivered us from the hand of death. He has delivered us in the process of doing what he's called us to do. And many souls are being saved by the preaching of the gospel. So I know what I told you, and I'm going to stand on what I told you. But things changed because of the purpose for you, for your benefit, because there was a lot of discord and division and strife by those enemies that creeped into the camp. And if Paul would have come to see them, he would have had to exercise his apostolic authority and put everything in order and put those out of the congregation that was causing all this mayhem and discord. So it was for their benefit that he wrote them a letter and tried to build them up in their most holy faith, and by the word coming forth, that it will weed out those tares. It was weed out those tares. So it was for their benefit, and he was letting them know, look, I'm not going back on my word, but it's for your benefit, and it's because of the influence that's in the congregation that are causing doubt, and for y'all to think that I'm not going to stand up and be a man and do what I said I was going to do. And not only that, y'all sitting over there whimpering and talking about I'm not keeping my word, but we just went through something over him, and it was hard. And when you're going through those trials and tribulations, when you're being persecuted, it's rough. It's not a bed of roses, because you got to stand firm, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, even though they were going through. And we don't know if they was physically abused and verbally abused, and we don't know what all they went through. But we know Paul had been beaten and stoned and went through a lot for the gospel's sake. So he's telling them, while y'all sitting over there, y'all are not going through what we're going through. And I know what I said. And I'm going to stand on that. Just as sure as God is faithful, I need y'all to be faithful and stand fast on the gospel that was preached to you. Stand firm on the gospel and stand firm on what I said. Because when I speak as an oracle of God. Huh? When I speak when I go to God, I go to God on y'all behalf. So God is faithful, always faithful. And so we have to be faithful and just stand, even though when it don't look like what the word said or what a man or woman of God said, even when it don't look like it, stand. And sometimes it get worse before it get better. And in the heat of the battle, just before your breakthrough, that's when the enemy wants you to give up. But a lot of times, if we could only see how close we are, the closer we get, the more heated the battle is going to get. Because the enemy wants you to throw in the towel and give up just before you get your breakthrough. And so we have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful. And we're going through some stuff right now, but we're going to go through some more stuff before Jesus cracked the sky. And we're going to have to stand in faith. And the Bible says that when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Because it's going to take faith for us to be still standing if he don't be done called us home. But either way, we got to be found faithful when he call us, when he call our name. We got to stand fast, because folk are watching us, and they're going to be encouraged by how we live our lives and how we stand fast on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. This word, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And that's what Jesus was telling Peter. He on this foundation, the foundation of my word, the confession of who I am, Jesus is the word. That's the foundation that he built the church on. So that's the foundation that we have to stand on. That's our rock. That's our solid rock. That's our solid rock. And we have to stand on that. And we can't be moved by what we see, what we hear, or what we feel. And this is what I'm seeing, is the church at Corinth was getting in their feelings. Huh? Because people are fickle. Sometimes they feel like a nut and sometimes they don't. But we got to stand firm on the word, because the word ain't going to change. Jesus ain't going to change. Huh? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He ain't going to change. If he said it, that settles it. And Paul is letting them know, look, if I said it, I'm a man of God. God has commissioned, Jesus has commissioned me. Huh? He has commissioned me. So if he said it and I said what he said, that settles it. It's a done deal. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, who has been preached among you, huh? By myself, he's letting them know, look, we ain't preach Paul, we ain't preach Silvanus, we ain't preach Timothy. We preach Jesus and him crucified. That's all I know, is Jesus and him crucified. All my little intelligence out the door. This is the gospel. He died, he was buried, and he was raised on the third day. So he lives. So because he lives, there's hope for us. There's hope. Huh? Life is worth the living. All fear is gone. So we can live. We can live to receive eternal life. Because if we lose our life, we still gain. Because we have eternal life with him. When we're in Christ. And this is what he's telling them. We ain't come preaching ourselves, huh? We ain't come preaching ourselves, and but in Him it is always a divine yes, because His promises are yes and amen. Ain't no in between, huh? Ain't no straddling the fence. Ain't no straddling the fence. It is yes and amen. If God promised it, He gonna do it, and ain't no way around it. So no matter what we go on in this world, we can't walk in the flesh. We got to walk in the Spirit. And as you rely and trust in God, because He is faithful, He is trustworthy. He has a track record of being faithful and trustworthy. We can't say that about the world system. We can't say that about man and woman, because they will change their mind. They will do something different. And we put all our eggs in that basket, and they could get a hole in it and start falling. But we got to put all our trust and all our faith in Christ Jesus. We can stand on that firm. That's a firm foundation. So when the winds and the waters come, they won't overtake us. And the fire come, we won't be consumed. We won't be consumed because we have a fire in us. We have the Holy Ghost, that all-consuming fire. And this is what He's telling them. And we can't be moved. For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer in Him, Christ. It's all yes in Christ Jesus. For this reason, we also utter the amen. So be it. When we say amen, we're agreeing with the word. We're agreeing with what God has said. And so be it. And this is how we have to speak. And this is how we have to move in the realm of the Spirit, because what we see and what we hear and all the things that are going on right now, we can't trust that. And we can't put our faith in that. We have to put our faith in Christ Jesus and say, in the face of it, in the name of Jesus, this is not it. It's going to be the way the Lord Jesus said. What the words say, so be it. It is the way. Be it unto me. That's what Mary said. Be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me. That's what she told the angel, huh, Gabriel. Be it unto me according to thy word. And that's what we have to say. Be it unto me. Huh? Devil, I know you're coming. I know you're coming with everything you got but the kitchen sink. But guess what? God's word said, huh? So be it. So be it unto me according to thy word. And that's it. I'm standing on that. I don't care what you do, what you say, and what you come at me with. Huh? Be it unto me according to thy word. So be it. So be it. Yes, for this reason, it's so be it. To God through him in his person and by his agency to the glory of God. We have an agency. We are part of the agency. We are agents of change. We are agents of God. We are agents of the kingdom. And we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit until that day. Until that day. That day of the Lord. And he's telling them, look, y'all can stand firm. Because when that day come, we going to be found faithful by God. And so will you. Because you are listening to what we're saying, and you're trusting in the word that God has put in our hearts and what he's put in our mouth. And so on that day, you won't be disappointed, because those that put their trust in the Lord will not be disappointed. We will not be disappointed. We will not be ashamed, because on that day, we will stand before him and all of our works that is done in this flesh, in this earth vessel, huh? In this earthen suit, we will give an account. So therefore, we have to keep the faith, because this right here is temporary. This life we're living on this earth is temporary. It's like a vapor. It's like the morning dew. It's on the grass, and by the time 10, 11 o'clock come and the sun come out, you never knew it was there. But God is faithful. He give us new mercies every morning. Every morning, new mercies, new grace, because we use it up a lot of time in the run of a day. So that's why we have to seek him daily. Seek him early. Seek him early while he yet may be found. Seek him early for our daily bread. Our daily bread is everything we need for today. Our grace, our mercy, his word, his Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and comforting us. So we got to seek him daily. And the way we do that is get in this word daily. We got to seek him daily. But it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But God, we'd have been in a burning hell, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His only begotten son laid down his life for us, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but we have to believe on him because he's given us a precious gift, the Holy Spirit. That's how we walk by the Spirit, following the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. We can't do it in the worldly system, in our flesh. No. We have to let him put his super on our natural. And who he confirms us and makes us steadfast. God makes us steadfast so we can stand in faith. We can stand in faith. He's established us, in joint fellowship. The Bible says that he has made us to be seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. It's already been established if you are in Christ. But you have to be in Christ. You have to be a follower of Christ. You have to be one of his disciples. You have to be in fellowship with him, communing with the Holy Spirit. You have to be in Christ. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ, in heavenly place. So we already have everything we need inside of us when we are in Christ. He's already equipped us with everything, and we are sealed with the Holy Spirit until that day. He's consecrated and anointed us, with the Holy Spirit. So you have help. You can't do it in your own strength. No, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and gives us strength. That's what Paul was telling them. It's the Holy Spirit that brought us through. Your prayers, yes, but it's the Spirit of God, but God. Our sentence was death, but God. So just be mindful. Just be mindful. Don't give up. Stand fast. Trust, put your faith in a faithful God, a trustworthy God. He can be trusted. He can be trusted. So until next time, keep the faith, trust in God, walk by faith, know that we're praying for you, we love you, and God bless you and keep you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. Child of God, when you walk into a room, the atmosphere changes because you carry Jesus, because you have Holy Spirit. So keep moving forward. Set your heart and mind on the fact that Jesus has you here for such a time as this. And if you have not accepted